a little bit about how it's important to have a service that can be so helpful around the globe in Enduroam. How can Enduroam place itself as this service?
So, what I also talked about in my presentation is that the world of science has become one. There is so much more contact between researchers and students, in some cases from different countries, that in order to make sure that the users can always get connected if they need it, you need to have some sort of federated service that allows a user from one institution to get onto the network somewhere else. And that's precisely what Enduroam brings. And the other thing that has kicked in now many years ago for Enduroam is the so-called network effect. The more participate, the more valuable the service becomes. And with Enduroam, we've seen that. Now a university rector needs to explain why they are not doing Enduroam. And in the beginning, that was of course the other way around. Why would you not use your own network, but use Enduroam? And so, yes, Enduroam has now become a service that you cannot do without anymore. And of course, I find that extremely exciting. But I like to think that also the users find that exciting.
Yes, of course. And you were also talking about how people are as much important as the technology. And Tikal is a community.
Yes.
It's a network made of people. So how can you see this event as an opportunity to join people around?
Yeah, I'm strongly convinced that none of us here, but none of us anywhere, by themselves can do everything. So the way to advance is by joining forces, by making sure that you combine talents. To give you one example, I had the idea of Enduroam, but I'm definitely not the type of person that can make sure that Enduroam is used in every single institution. You need a very different type of person to make that happen. Somebody that is interested in the organizational aspects, that doesn't stop until everything is happening. And we have been very lucky in having a very broad range of people with different talents that together could do everything that is needed to turn something, a small idea, into a global service. And the only way that can work is by having a group of people that have some basic level of trust in each other and that allow other people to be successful. And I think that is something that is pretty unique about the R&E community, that's pretty unique about the people you will find here at the Tikal conference, that is, they trust each other. They are genuinely happy when somebody else is successful in something. And I think that's the most powerful thing you can get out of a conference like this, being together and together make something that is infinitely more better than any single person here could do. None of us is the smartest person in the world. Together, we can be extremely smart. And I think that is what things like this are about.
Perfect. Can you tell us about how it's going, your first day here in Tikal? Are you enjoying it, the experience?
I'm enjoying it very much. I really like, and I've worked throughout the years with a lot of people from Latin America on Enduroam, on other things, and it's really great to be here and meet all the people in their own environment, if you want. Yeah, it's just a great experience to be here. What is also really nice is that, to some extent in Europe, we have become a little bit blasé, perhaps. We've been doing this for many years. We take it as a given. And it's really very, very stimulating to see the enthusiasm here. People really care about making this happen, and that's just wonderful to be part of a group like that.